A fixture from Chicago's improv comedy scene will make her TV debut this Sunday on Showtime. The show is called Work in Progress. It's written by and stars Abby McEnany, who has never appeared in a TV show before creating this one, but the pilot got so much buzz at the Sundance Film Festival last year that Showtime picked it up. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans has been watching, and Eric, tell me more. What's this about?
Well, that's a good question. Basically, Abby plays a woman named Abby who is gay and also has a lot of problems with different sort of mental illnesses and compulsions. She has contemplated ending her life. And the series is sort of about her struggling past these complications and these problems to try and forge something that looks like a functional life. And the very first scene is the scene that rivets everybody, where she's talking to her therapist and then realizes her therapist has died while she's been complaining
like
about
mid-sentence,
her
right?
it's so interesting. But we also have this great scene where she's out on a date with a trans man who becomes her love interest on the show, and she meets somebody who's really pivotal in her life.
Okay, let's talk about that. The person that she meets is the real-life Julia Sweeney. Now, for those of people who don't know, Sweeney was the Saturday Night Live cast member who played Pat on the skit It's Pat in the 1990s. Now, Pat was a nerdy, overweight character, and the joke was always that no one could ever figure out Pat's gender. So bear with me. We're going to hear some of that just so people can be familiar with it.
So how old are you, Pat?
30-something. I guess time's ticking away.
Oh, like a biological clock, Pat? Do you have one of those? Or it probably doesn't matter.
Okay, so then McEnany comes face-to-face with Sweeney, who played Pat. They're at a bar. How does it go down?
So this is interesting. So again, you know, this series is sort of based on an improv project that McEnany did in Chicago. And Julia Sweeney lived in Chicago for a while. And so this is all kind of realistic that they might bump into each other at a bar. But McEnany's character, and I don't know if the real life person is like this too, when she's in the middle of conflict, it can make her get so emotional that she passes out. And so she's confronting Julia Sweeney and passes out while there.
Falls out of her chair, actually, right?
Exactly. So we have a little bit of the scene where they're sort of in dialogue with each other. Let's check it out.
Your character, like Pat, was just part of my life for so long in a pretty bad way. So it's just...
Oh, God.
Look, people suck, right?
Yeah, they do. I'm so sorry.
I'm fine with it.
I'm not fine with it. I feel terrible. I didn't mean it to be mean. I think I was really naive. But now I'm like, ugh.
Don't you mean?
I think you mean. Oh, man. Oh, no.
They're mimicking Pat there, the way the character used to respond.
Exactly. And, you know, what's interesting, so there's an element of the show that is about how McEnany's character, who she looks very masculine. You know, she has sort of a boyish haircut. She's overweight. You know, she doesn't wear dresses. She wears a shirt and pants often. So a sort of a running element of the show is that people often mistake her for a man. When she wants to go to a public restroom, she always has to deal with people who assume that there's a man going into the public restroom, even when she explains that she's female. And so part of this show is about giving you a sense of what life is like for people who are a little different than the types of characters we normally see on television. And then part of this show is about sort of reaching back and asking these questions about how do you regard these elements of entertainment that used to be considered funny and entertaining, but now we've realized made certain marginalized people feel really badly.
Yeah, you know, you make a great point. I remember watching It's Pat on Saturday Night Live when I was young. I loved it at the time, but I went back to listen to some skits to prepare for this interview, and I was cringing it. I mean, it's offensive, frankly. And, you know, it does seem like the show was trying to make a comment on that.
Yeah, and, you know, we're in this moment, I think, where there's a lot of conflict in the comedy space about the desire to want to do that. This show gives you the sense of what it feels like to be that marginalized person and to feel like there's this sort of national joke out there that you are the butt of, and people are constantly using that joke to reference you. And so there's a whole other side to that coin that this show explores.
Yeah, and to that point, Abby McEnany has had a long background in comedy, but she's said that she's never been able to get cast in a TV show or even in a commercial. And now here she is with her own show. How did she do? How is she doing?
I think the show is it's a delicate little gem and a sort of subtle, funny, quirky, charming little show. And I just hope people take the chance to check it out, because it just quietly subverts a lot of the ways that we're used to hearing these stories told on television.
Heavy stuff, but also very funny. The show is work in progress, and it debuts on Showtime this Sunday. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, thanks so much for telling us about it.
Sure, thank you.
Jeremy, I think the show looks good. I want to see it. I don't have Showtime, so not going to happen.
Get it.
Maybe I will.
There's some great stuff on Showtime.